אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם מאמר תכונתה של חוכמת הנסתר בכללה
באמר. We're reading from the sage's fruit. Title: The Nature of the Degrees. Questions can be asked through kav.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Sage's Fruit. There's no translated article. It's in Hebrew. We're reading from the title: The Nature of the Degrees.
The nature of the degrees for those who attain is the same as the nature of the living, meaning that the law of reward and punishment is kept very strictly, will not be breached, and habit shall not change it either. Meaning that we are in laws, in absolute laws, and we have to keep them. We have to keep them whether we want it or not. Knowingly or unknowingly, it's because we exist within these degrees. The lowest degree is called this world. We have no choice. We're in it. And if we want to rise, to climb these degrees, to change our state, we need to know what is the nature of the next degree, of the next steps. How can we change our internality, and corresponding to our internality, could we succeed in being on a different degree, meaning the spiritual world? It's not like the corporeal world where I arrange my environment and then I live in a better environment. If I want to live in a better environment in the spiritual world, then I have to change myself. Because all the degrees, internal and external, they're all inside me. Outside me, there is nothing. When we talk about a certain degree, we're talking about the inner state, my inner feeling. It's not like in our world where I change externality, I move to a different apartment, or, well, conditions in short. I improve my external conditions without touching myself. Here, the change is completely internal, therefore it's called an inner wisdom, the inner Torah, the internality of the Torah, and so on. Because all the changes are within a person, and only due to the inner change do we start feeling the external changes. And there is no externality, but that's how it seems to us, as Baal HaSulam explains to us in the article of the revelation and concealment of his face, and the photographical machine, etc. Meaning that all that we have to change is only our inner qualities, and correspondingly will we feel that we are in a different world. Therefore, I have to learn who am I, what am I now, what is the next degree to me, and to change myself from the current degree to the next one, to see how is it possible and to do it. This is all that happens. And we see that all that we try to do any differently, meaning externally, that seemingly the world exists outside of us, the same as now in this world, in our state called this world. We try to change the externality, and it doesn't change. It changes adversely. Why? Because we exert ourselves plenty, and we do plenty of things in a place which is imaginary, where it is impossible to change anything. That is, if in externality, let's change, let's do, let the animals live, divided to the needy, do something for the help. Nothing will change for the good. But we see that everything changes adversely, and also not as a result of our actions. No, it is a result of us not performing the inner actions, and then as a result of the inner neglection of my inner correction, then the world is a result of my attitude, and it turns worse. It is impossible that by a certain external action I will be able to change something, because it is merely imagination that there is something outside of me. So, till humanity reaches the consciousness, the understanding, the recognition that they have to change themselves, man's nature, nothing will happen. At least for the good, nothing will happen. Because only the change could be in me. A change could be only in me. An internality, within the desire in which I live. Inside it, I envision the I, the world. As a result, we understand that we're in an illusion, in a falseful vision, and a terrible mistake. And how hard it is to come out and to explain it to humanity, to go out and explain to humanity. And also for us, how hard it is to perceive and truly to turn it into the appeal, the approach towards myself, that everything is inside and therefore you have to change the internality. You remember how it was hard for us to accept the revelation, the concealment of the revelation of the Creator, how unclear that article is, the photographical machine, what a strange thing that is. But this is the nature of the degrees. The degrees are in me. I include the full Malchut of Ein Sof, and I only need to grade and upgrade myself constantly, regularly. Yes. With respect to what can I know on which degree am I and what is the next degree, the closest to me? The degree on which you are now is you. Your next degree is the group. Meaning, if you can imagine yourself and the group truly as one, this is your next degree. When you will reach this, you'll see that you have not yet reached it in truth, but it will be more precisely open before you that you're not really connected, and then you will have your next degree, etc. Every time the connection that you envision yourself in the revelation of the love of others and from it the love of the Creator, as much as you can envision it and depict that you're distanced from it and really try it with your heart and soul, the Israel Oraita and Kutcher Brichu, you, the group and the Creator, to imagine them together, this is called the next degree. Impossible, can't, don't want. True, very nice, ask. I don't want it. You have to learn and ask the group to give you the necessity, to give you the what can you get as a result. Two parts in material research. In material research, there are two parts. The first one is reality. The second one is its realization, the quality and quantity of what comes from it and the way you attain them, by whom and by what. And correspondingly, there is a great and bitter taste in the space in between the degrees, where those which attain them will reject them greatly, and it comes upon them in order for them not to remain in between, as it is with the simple creatures. Animals, meaning. However, sometimes there is that the attainers, they go backwards, remembering the great pleasure and taste they had there. Meaning that our desire greatly suffers as a result of being in between the degrees, in order to either advance us, meaning that the righteous shall take these footsteps, or to throw us backwards, which means that the wicked shall fail in them. And where the wicked fail, later they fall into the double loss, find us out that it is a double loss, and they advance, meaning that the only thing they lose is time. And, of course, a feeling of suffering. Why was it done so? The Creator thought, maybe I'll give him here some kind of unpleasant feeling. It will advance them. God forbid to think that there are certain desires here or something calculated. It all comes from one calculation. Each and every degree is different from, it differs from the other in the will to receive. And for this reason, the difference between the degrees in ascension is that you have to acquire further will to bestow, which is felt as torment, which is felt as sorrow. Because I have to cancel myself, start feeling the others, start giving him, to prefer him instead of me. Things that are unrealistic. So, this space in between the degrees that we have to fill by the light of Chasadim, this void is impossible to do anything about it. It is as some kind of a wall rejecting me. I on the one side of the magnet and it on the other side, and it completely rejects me. I can't come any closer to it. It simply repels me, rejects me. You know, it's like the negative force of the magnet that rejects. I simply can't. What can I do? Only one thing is possible to do, to ask for the light that reforms. By society that projects upon me necessity and tells me that it is worthwhile doing, and if I have worked enough in the group in order to reveal the power for it, the unity, then as a result of the correct action in the group, suddenly I have a desire and the ability and some kind of a way or form to turn to the Creator. Otherwise, I can't. I can't turn truly to the Creator. I can't turn to Him because He is revealed within the result in the group. After I turn to them, cancel myself, get from them the power, the force, the greatness of the goal, the strength to connect between us, the strength to love the others. In this, I reveal, as I try, I reveal that there is a force that has actually broken us, and then I turn to it.
So that's what it says. He who does peace above, does peace on us, means connects us, and on all of Israel, meaning me, which I am called Israel, Yashar Kel, straight to the Creator, and then all of us together enter this connection, enter this, acquire the next degree. This same void that I've revealed and I've worked on it, then it already becomes as the opposite, as a means to revelation. Yes. Miguel from Mexico is asking, how can we request from the group the necessity to correct? Do we do it literally? What will it help if I do it literally? What if I cry to them? That will help? No. It only helps if I work with them silently, even if they don't know about it. They don't even need to know about it. I can talk to them a little bit about it. We do talk slightly about these things, but not that I start crying to them, help me, where are you, where's your heart, and so on. Merciful friends, Jews, Ori from the Kabbalah campus in Haifa is asking, what does it mean that he writes that we return to our states from the past? Is that even beneficial? If we return to the past, we benefit ourselves by attracting great troubles, and eventually, how much can I be in this? So then I again begin to advance. Only for that, returning to the past, previous states, is that same advancement, that same state you were in, and that same advancement you had to attain, then they both return to you in addition to that new degree that you fall down to. So you get here not even double, even more. Yes? Osvaldo from Brazil is asking, how can I request for correction if I'm in a group that doesn't request this or doesn't even know about this? It doesn't have anything to do with a group. It has to do with his relation to the group. The group has to have more or less this external framework. They come to study, watch the Shivat Chavarim, the World Assembly of Friends, once a week. That's enough. It can be a very weak framework. The rest depends on him, how he treats them and how he wants to be connected to us. Doesn't necessarily have to be his group there. We can see on our screens here many people who are by themselves and who are listening to the lesson now. You can see, right? Namadarevsky, why is he sitting by himself? Why is he lazy? Why isn't he going to San Francisco to study? We saw a group there who's sitting down and studying. I can't see from here exactly all our friends. They're sitting alone? It's a shame. Maybe they can somehow organize to sit together. It's enough. Just to have a slight connection between us, that's already enough. All the rest depends on the person, how he treats it himself. Yes. Go ahead. Where in the title, Klipa, shell. Shell, there is no return in spirituality. And here, when we return, it's a new degree, and it's called shell in relation to the first degree. Meaning, when I was there, it wasn't a shell. It was as a jumping board to advance. But when I returned to it, it was a shell. Meaning, a person loses big time. He is disappointed. Maybe a year goes by, and then he learns his lesson, and then he returns seriously to the path. That's how it happens with everyone, sooner or later. It doesn't matter, but it happens to everyone. Because the purpose is for all of us. Yes. Mickey from the Kabbalah campus in Tel Aviv is asking, what is the correct action in the society in order to hasten these times in this void? The society has to show its general fascination and impression on everyone. Make sure that everyone gets the correct impression. I have to publicize it. That's what needs to be done. You have to publicize this miracle. What's this miracle? That you can come out of Egypt, come out of the Exodus, reach Hanukkah, reach the light. There has to be this publication. Publicize it to the masses, meaning we have to do it towards our friends, each one of the friends inside of him, towards all of his desires. Yes. Joseph from Jerusalem is asking, is there importance to the number of friends in the group? On the one hand, the quality is more important than quantity. On the other hand, in the masses, there is the glory of the king. The stronger it is. It gives us the intensity of the group. But the truth is, it's not really important, the quantity. Most important is the quality. And if people come in masses, then they should at least annul their ego in the group. I'm not talking about the effort, but at least they shouldn't show their ego. They shouldn't break this connection between the friends. Otherwise, it's a colony of clowns. It's a seed of the scornful. There are two sensations that are similar, but they're really different. One is that I'm advancing in the path and I receive this hardship in order for me to advance. And the other is that I return back and then I receive this hardship to advance. How can I discern between these two? How can I treat these differently? It doesn't seem to me that you know what you're talking about. You can't return backwards in recognition, in understanding, in self-criticism that I stop and then rest and then continue. No such thing. When you go back, you just drop in this unconsciousness. Let's say now you're going home. You tell your wife, I have nothing, I'm coming back to you, I have work, I have my home, nothing besides that. And she says, good, finally, you've come out of all this hypnotism that you've been hypnotized in this cult or something like that. Very good. Okay, now you belong to me and to the children. The soul, don't worry about it. Main thing is the body. We'll have a good life, have some more children, we'll celebrate, we'll go to my mother, she tells you. And you agree to this with your mind and heart. I can see in you. And on the other hand, no, but you agree to this, you want this to be, that you receive the importance of this life. That's it. Or money, for example. That's it. Now I have a job in the stock market or my private business and I have to invest in it a year or two. I'll come back, guys. You'll see I'm coming back to you big time. But in the meantime, I have to start putting effort into it and so on. You justify yourself, for sure, then you go, and you receive a blow. But you're engaging in this. You know that, to some extent, you still have this, but you have no connection, you have no emotion to this. And that's it. And, of course, you can't remain in that state for a long time. Maybe from a year and onwards. It could be many years. A few years. I've seen it happen between a few months to a year is usually most common for it to happen, a year. Sometimes it's exactly a year. Exactly the same day it happens. It's like a person who's quit smoking. The exact same day after a year, he suddenly receives this urge. I have no air. Yes. It happens to a person, and either he returns, or who knows? Okay, that's not for us. That's just to show that it's a shell. It's not the same state you were in the past. In this state, once you yearned for spirituality, when you return to that state, you don't yearn for spirituality. You treat it with disregard. That's why it's called shell. So, in that state that I go to my mother-in-law, I'm in this unconsciousness, and then I receive a blow, and then I rise. And on the other situation, I am aware, and I see I have difficulty, and I know I have to overcome. So that's the difference, because it's difficult in both states. Why is it difficult? You're going to your mother-in-law, you're having a good time, you understand one another, finally you like her, she likes you. The world is good. But it's a shell. Don't tell, but that's the way it is. Let's continue. Two parts in practical knowledge. In practical knowledge, there are two parts. The first is the holiness. The second is the shell. And sometimes, for some need, also the wise ones return to a place that there is great pleasure there in order to act. But immediately they exit and return to their place. Therefore, their return is also called holiness. This is already a study, separate study. It's their own acts. They receive special forces to return, to go down. Like Baal Salam says that he prayed in order to return to lower degrees, that it's actually prohibited to do so. But in order to bestow to others, he did so. And it was in great guidance. In great guidance this is done. It seems to us he was in such a high degree for him. What's the big deal going back down to us? Small change, like a big professor now explaining something to grade one or two from his profession. That's a problem. That's a very big problem. Because each time the descent and the ascent, the person doesn't remain the same. Otherwise, he doesn't go down. He doesn't descend. He can't stay up above and also go down and also descend. It's a very big problem. In order to remain up above and descend, that's what he's talking about now. Only the sages do so, the righteous ones. They receive clothings, and these clothings are the additional coarseness from the world that they want to supply to them the connection, the clarification, the method of correction. But they take it upon themselves a great deal of this coarseness. It's not called a shell when they return. Although they're included from the world, in the world's desire, which is completely in order to receive. Small, loathsome, simple. And it's very difficult to come down from a high degree to a low degree, because you have to get rid of perfection, not egoistically to get rid of this perfection, but it's a problem to stop bestowing to the upper one. Imagine a mother who doesn't give food to her children, who limits them with only necessary things. How can that be? How can it be that an animal, a cow, will stop feeding the calves, or never mind who, if a person or an animal? How is that possible?
And here we're talking about this kind of a descent. The righteous, as he descends with great sorrow. And the oviyut that he needs for additional guard, the Creator provides him with it. it is completely different than the wicked going down into the Sheol, because the wicked, he identifies himself with the lower degree and lives in it, and the righteous, he doesn't. He does it for the sake of something external and ascends back in his the very first opportunity he has. However, immediately they return from their place and return, and therefore the returnal is also called sanctity. Although, usually, return there only those who fear and those who are weak in will, who wish to abstain themselves from passing through the path in between the degrees, which is bitter for them. And they remain stuck there because they can't rise to the peak of the place they desire to come to. This is what he says, that 1,000 go into a room, 1 comes out into teaching, 1,000 go to learn, 1 comes out into teaching, and the rest they go into freeze. It's also possible to say that they all, 1 comes out into light. In the physical, it's obvious. I have no meaning in life. I prefer to go to my mother-in-law. What do you do internally? Where do I take the strength now in order not to go to other places? Before I've acquired it. I don't understand. You're talking about descending on purpose and leaving and that's it? Or you want to advance? It was determined for me, so I didn't do it on purpose, but I don't have the strength to go now and start doing inner work. When it's external, great, okay. But internally, what do I do? Nah, you're talking about foolish things. Next to you, there are friends. You can start bestowing onto them for your investment, getting strength from them. You have to listen a bit to what they say. They'll influence you. Even if you do not listen, they should also influence you by the important. It's like advertising on the street. You see how they do it. They put it in wherever you throw them out of the door. They come in through the window, not through the window, an opening in the wall. This is how the group has to affect you. Yeah, exactly so. Because you came to the group for this. And if the group doesn't do it, that's not good. When I am in potential and I have to go to the group to shake them up, to be inspired by them, that's very clear and obvious. But when I'm incapable of doing it, why do they not shake me? And here are sitting about 15-20 people who are really sleeping. They simply can't. They're incapable. I'm telling you seriously, they can't wake up. Where is the group? What can I tell you? Think that it only happens with beginners, no? I sometimes would have happily fallen asleep if I could allow this to myself. The Rabash, I remember, he tells me quietly, today, during the prayer, 2 hours, I was sleeping. What a sweet sleep. I couldn't do anything. You understand? The degrees in which a person is. It was during the Shabbat. He was really very, very... So, okay, he sat and no one told him anything. He couldn't hold himself. It happens. But against this, we have to organize an environment that will awaken a person. Otherwise, if we leave him this way, when will he wake up himself? Who knows? Or maybe he'll degradate till he leaves. So where's our avut? Whereas the reciprocal or mutual obligation guarantee, when a person comes here, he signs. Make it so as if that he really signs. I signed here, allow the group to come and beat me, to wake me up, to advertise without this. We will not be able to speed up the times. Honi from the city of Kfar Saba is asking whether the states of descent must detach me from spirituality. Not necessarily. Why? Otherwise it won't be a descent if it will be detached from spirituality. A descent means that I determined that I'm in descent, that now spirituality for me is not important. This is called a fall. The falling of the spiritual importance for me. This is the descent. This is the fall. When I'm in ascent, then the spirituality bestowal is an ascent for me. With respect to this, it's ascent or descent. Otherwise, then with respect to what? That I've fallen off a chair. Or today I feel great, I'm in ascent. Give me 100 kilos and... Or I'm in descent. Or today I'm laughing and I have a good mood. This is called an ascent. Or a state where I start to care for something, to be alarmed by something. This is a descent. What determines this? If we're talking about an adhesion towards the goal, then an ascension, then it is... that I have the strength to advance toward this as an ascent, or I don't descend. Felix from Spain is asking whether the quality of the exertion I have given, can it prevent my descent? No. The descent has to come the very same way as the ascent. You can't advance without right, left, right, left. We advance from the left, from the revelation of the evil, but the revelation of the evil, we say, no, first of all, you have to care for the right. So that the revelation of the evil would seem to you in the correct direction of what evil really is. If I don't care for the right, then the left that I receive, left, it's terrible, I feel bad, etc., and so on. I feel. If I equip myself, first of all, with the power of the right, then I feel the left as something evil. I stopped appreciating spirituality, what's happening with bestowal, what's happening with the love for others. I fell according to this value. This is called a descent. And it's not a descent that I'm in a bad mood today or I feel physically ill or whatever. Yes. Moshe from Los Angeles is asking, how can we, in the framework of the world Kali, support so many friends? What is my responsibility towards each and every one? He can support your... You see, there are three sitting there. And don't hold your head. At least he has three. Two more. What can I say? Los Angeles, Hollywood, what can you do? But what do I want to say? No one is detached from the others. This great international world community, regional, general, global, they hold up each other. And there's no difference in feeling each other physically or not. Let's read a bit more. Through the actions and the names, this is the drawing of the pleasantness to a great extent, where he could draw this also and give it on to his friend who is greatly inspired by it, and by this he could cure him or make him keep his own desires. it is an action in desires. When I connect the desires or those that were corrupt in me or those that seem to me as others with respect to me, he says his friend, and then I work in this additional desire that I have provided or I have taken to myself, then it is called the using of names. By this I enlarge my vessels. Yes, Danny. There's a friend in the room. He's sitting somewhere back. He's sitting way back there somewhere. I'm not working with him in dissemination. I don't even know what his name is. What do I have to do now for my thoughts to elevate him? Think about elevating him in thought. There's nothing else. Why should there be something else? To think about the general deficiency of the world Kli, this is what when I give Aravut to the whole world Kli, to each and every one, and to the whole Kli all together, I give them the Aravut. I make sure that they will not fall. I care for them not to fall, or if they fall, for them to understand why they fell, and immediately they will be able to equip themselves by the force of the group, and to connect to themselves the recognition of the importance of the goal, and to immediately go or start working and the importance of spirituality to connect himself to the creator, to the group. If this happens, then immediately for the negative feeling to be felt as a means for advancement, as a necessary means for advancement, and not that my friend shall fail. That's how it is. If this is what I think, first of all, look how it influences me, how it corrects me. I think about someone in his favor. Suddenly I start feeling that he's close to me, he is a relative of mine. It's not my desire at all. I don't think about him. I thought how to kind of secretly bring closer to myself my own desire. It's neither he nor I, but both of us together, we become as one. This is how the chain of thought brings you to correction. We think that we are doing a favor to someone, that our avud is for the others. No way, I say myself.
Yes. From the writings of Rabash, third volume, article Destruction of Holiness, when a person prays for generality, which is the Malchut, called the Knesset of Israel, the generality of souls, that the divinity is in dust, and then he prays for it to rise, meaning that the Creator will light its darkness, then all of Israel will rise in a degree, and also the one who requests it will also, since he is part of the generality. Okay. Yes, Glizarian. What does it mean, the others in me, or the others' desire within me? I can't even imagine this. You can understand that the other has his own desire. He wants something. Let's say he likes something and wants it. You're completely blunt to that type of pleasure. Either you don't like or you don't care about it. But it says, make your desire his desire. How can I do that? He likes eating fish and I, for example, hate fish. So what can I do? What can I do? That's why it says, love thy friend as thyself. That like he likes fish, I have to take his desire into account and make an effort to fulfill his desire. It doesn't have to be my desire, that I'll also like it in the same way and that I acquire his desire. No, I acquire the desire that is his. I don't cancel the coarseness between us, the ego between us, the gap between us. I only want to supply that desire the same way I would supply my own desire. Otherwise, I cancel spirituality if I say, I'll start liking fish like he does. No, I don't like fish. I don't want fish. I only want to fulfill him with it. And not myself. I don't want. I hate them the same way as I did before. I don't understand him even. You see? So it turns out that you're right. I don't feel the others. I don't know what does he want, what he doesn't want. Formally. And that's correct. It will never happen otherwise. And we mustn't do it otherwise. It said, build a bridge above that same sensation that you don't understand the other, you're distant from him, he's completely concealed from you. Yes. But it's not talking about the desire for fish, but about the desire for adhesion, for the goal. And here, what is it? What is the other? We're one here. We maybe want different types of fish. What's the difference for fish or for others, for adhesion? What's the difference? It's all the same. Just different manners to show you that there's something different. It's not important. Yes. The student's asking. It's unclear, this whole thing of the Arvut in thoughts. I don't read other people's minds. How can I know what the other person's desire is? If we're talking about the group, we need to talk about the group, that in the group we want to reveal, we want to discover the love for the Creator, the love for the friends. And here we have to influence the friend if he likes it or not, if he wants it or not, if he reveals it or not. If he's here, then we're always lacking that. Therefore, we need in the society to publicize bestowal and connection at full power in order to reveal spirituality. That's why we're here. So I don't have to wait for him to say something. But that's why we're here. That's what we're here for. Our points in the heart want that. And therefore, we supply each and every one that support called Arvut, mutual guarantee. Yes. Are there preliminary signs before the descent? Preliminary signs before descending, just to prepare for it? Usually, no. No, usually not. But what does help to sustain one from the descent is like an elderly person who's searching for what he's lost, that I always want to find the ascent, that I constantly find these voids that I can correct. And if the society is my mirror, can they be my mirror to where I am, ascending or descending? Yes. Like he writes in the Concealment and Revelation of the Creator. Another question? So how am I supposed to treat my attitude towards the group, which is my next corrected degree? So then how can I treat that with criticism? Or because the moment I look at the society, then I can't look at it and criticize it, because then I'm already descending. It depends on what I'm doing, if I want to correct the society, if I want them to awaken, if I'm not going to criticize because I want to contradict them, but I want to lift them, I want to add to them, then I'm allowed to do so. Otherwise, what? You can never say a bad word? I'm allowed to say, I'm allowed to criticize in order to correct. So there has to be this evil, this criticism. Otherwise, how will you reach this correction? We don't have to accept society as something perfect, no. But only in a practical manner, then it's good, then it's fine. It all depends on the preparation, like with a private person. And by that we'll conclude. A few messages before. We're all together in Jerusalem, discovering the light between us, in Hanukkah, in 7 days. Rav Lightman's lecture about the meaning of the holiday, lighting the candle of the holiday. Culture events, songs, and donuts. Monday, 14th of December, 6:30 p.m., Hebrew University, Wise Hall. For details on enrollment, you can call 1-700-509-209 or go into the website kab.co.il. Rav Lightman's lectures at Kabbalah La'am take place on Tuesday, 7 p.m., 112 Jabotinsky Street, Petah Tikva. Entrance is at no charge. By that, we'll conclude. Thanks and have a great day or night.